It is our Big Ten report at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Husker great Jason Peter is joining us, and of course he's been highlighting and talking about and recapping Michigan State, how they converted Nebraska's five turnovers into 24 points. So my question to you now, as we shift our focus on the Huskers, what is the explanation for five costly turnovers against Michigan State? I mean, it seems like it's becoming a disturbing trend.
It is, and Nebraska has led the, not led the nation, but been the worst of the worst. You know, they're in that category since Bo Pelini has arrived here in terms of taking care of the football. And, you know, that's not, it's not an accident when it happens year after year, game after game. There's something that's not being done correctly during the week in practice, which ultimately is resulting in them fumbling the ball during the game. You know, I know he's been dealt a tough card here this year with the injuries, but ultimately everything comes back on his plate. And, you know, there's a lot of people, and I'm one who believes, you know, these injuries are happening because there's been such a drop in the strength and conditioning program here at Nebraska. I think you have players out there that just are physically not prepared, and you can't do that. I mean,
what's happening differently? What's their approach now?
Well, it's just down to the little things. I just know that instead of squats, everything is kind of protected now. Like, it's no more of just going underneath the squat bar with it's just you and that bar.
They want you on the sled instead of doing squats.
Covers on either end, and you get underneath it, and you go, step back, and you got a guy that's spotting you, and you go down, and you come back up. And if you go down and you can't get back up, you better hope that guy behind you, has got a good grab on you, and he's going to be able to get you. But now it's like, everything is, well, we're holding on to, these pegs, and we're doing safety squats, and we're this, and, everything is like machine-oriented, and there's no more just kind of, the dust flying, the chalk dust, and the power cleans, and the snatches, and everything else that, Nebraska used to do, and really, the program that was so, I think, followed by a lot of other programs, and it's just, I think you see that out on the field. I think you see, offensive linemen that have, number two pencils for arms. I mean, it's embarrassing. Like, we've got no guys that are kind of those first guys off the bus, where you roll up into a visitor's, stadium, and you want to kind of let everybody know that your team is here, so you send the biggest guys out, first, so that all their fans are like, oh my goodness, look at the size of these monsters. There's nobody like that. There's nobody, as far as offensive linemen, they've started to recruit, all these like 6'7", 6'8" guys, some former basketball players or whatever they are. And it's great. I think a lot of kids should play multiple sports in high school. But I think, when you get towards the end there, and if you're a football player and looks like you're going to play football, I want you in the weight room. I want you, and
having
and
that singular focus.
And yeah, they don't, I don't think those are the kids that they're getting now. I think maybe when you talk about linebackers and secondary guys, I think that's fine, but games are won and lost up front. And I think, Nebraska fans are seeing that, and you're seeing it everywhere, because when you look around the country and you look at the best teams, it's the line of scrimmage where things are being won, and Nebraska they cannot win the line of scrimmage battle anymore, and especially, with the injuries that they've had. But, five turnovers, I know I kind of got off topic there, five turnovers, mm-hmm. And this is the thing with Bo, it's just when the big games come, and we thought, Michigan State coming to town, you would have thought it was, the Beatles coming to town with what Nebraska fans had, how much they pumped this game up.
Well, there was a lot of hype because of the defense, too, that they were going to be facing.
Certainly, and Nebraska fans also, you know, I mean, it was they were still kind of their Big Ten title hopes were tied to this game. It was kind of like this is the last real tough opponent that we're going to have, and you know, they always do something in a big game to kind of to blow it. I mean, Nebraska, if you minus the turnovers and you just look at the stat sheet and you look at the game film, I mean, you could flip a coin. You could probably say Nebraska maybe even played better. But it doesn't matter if you turn the ball over. And there's a lot of people that are making excuses now, like, you know, up here. And this is the thing I've always been scared of, is that, you know, the standard is going to drop. The expectation is going to drop. We're getting so far removed from, you know, our last championship in 1997 that people are changing, I think, what they feel is acceptable football out there.
You and I, we've talked about this many times on our show in terms of Coach Pelini's his job security, and you've always been very honest about the direction of the program. How impatient are the fans growing now?
Well, there's certainly a division. There's a division now. A lot of people are talking about how it felt back in 2003 when Frank Solich was the head coach and Nebraska had finished the regular season, I guess, 9-3, and you know, they ended up firing him. And a lot of people are comparing that to, I guess, the feeling of the fan base. And I wasn't here in 2003, but you know, it was a big difference in my eyes. I mean, number one, you have a coach in Frank Solich that there was no question he loved this program. I mean, he played for, you know, Bob Devaney. I mean, he worked under Coach Osborne for 20-some years. He had the opportunity to take other head jobs when he was an assistant coach, and he turned them down and said, you know, I'm staying because I want the Nebraska job. And ultimately, Coach Osborne had made a promise to Coach Solich that he would leave or he would step aside. I believe it was in 1996, except it got pushed back a year. And Coach talks about this, I guess, and he's got a bunch of books, but there was one that just, I guess, came out. When Grant Wisterman and I went to coach, and we had the opportunity to leave in 1996, mm-hmm. we said, Coach, we're coming back, and we're going to, you know, play 1997. And Coach had told the story how he felt that we made our decision based on the fact that we thought he was going to be the coach. So he went to Frank Solich and said, look, you know, these guys are coming back. They think I'm going to be the coach here. And Coach Solich was like, you know, it's yours for another year. And ultimately then he stepped aside in 1997. Wow. Yeah, I had never known that until he told the story, or it came out and was revealed in a book this past year. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a big difference to me. You know, there was no tape of Frank Solich telling the fans to F off. You know, he wasn't on the sidelines screaming and chewing out referees. You know, he also... the amount of blowouts that, you know, happened then and now is completely different. And that's a big thing. I mean, every time we're on national TV nowadays, it's like we're getting embarrassed.
He seems like he's been a bit combative, too.
Absolutely.
Very defensive.
And that stuff always comes back to bite you in the butt. Mm-hmm. And
you know, when it comes
now,
to bite you is with recruiting. I mean, that's a real negative in terms of with recruiting, Jason.
Oh, I know. It's, you know, it's the way he is. And even with all the speculation that's come up, you know, he was asked about how he feels, you know, about his job. And certainly he's looking for a vote of confidence from athletic director Sean Eichhorst. But, you know, in his response to one of these guys asking him, I believe it was the USA Today article that was just out earlier in the week. He said, good, if they want somebody else, you know, go get them. You know, I'm fine. I'll go somewhere else. I'll be all right. You know, something to that extent. And it's just like, man, you're the head coach at Nebraska still, okay? You still have some games. You've been paid very nicely since you've been here. Nothing's, you know, out there yet. Nobody's firing him yet. You would think that the remark, his response, would be a little bit different than, if they want somebody else, that's fine. I'll be all right. I'll go somewhere else.
Jay, we are short on time. We appreciate you so much dropping by Yahoo Sports Radio. Have a great weekend, Jason, with the family. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
You too.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stick around.